Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Why Is This Happening? Did My Dream Really Die? Today we're just going to take a look at some of the negative impacts, maybe some positives about child mental development and the things that we say to kids or things that have been said to us as kids, teens, young adults, even as adults today. And just kind of take a look at some of the impacts that negativity has in our lives as far as, like, you know, mental health development and the overall longevity of it. You know, we get into a mindset at very young ages where we're told that it's okay to give up when things get hard, you know, stop doing that because you don't know what you're doing. So then it sets us up for very limited success, leaving us to wonder, am I not good enough, or I don't deserve this success? This type of thinking really does shape our mindset and can feel like a barrier that's holding us back. So we're going to dig in a little bit. This is probably going to be a three-part series, so we'll work that out as we go. But I have a co-host with me here today. Going to give some insight on his life and everything. So if you want to introduce yourself.
Yes, this is Big John.
All right, so how are you doing today, John?
I'm good. I'm real good. How you doing?
I'm good. So, you know, we're just going to have a regular conversation here. Just talk a little bit about some of life's difficult decisions. Hold on. I'm trying to just get my notes all together here. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, so going back to what I was saying, you know, the thought process we have and how it shapes us, it causes us not to want to dream as big because we get stuck in the same routine and we're unable to make progress. And that limits our beliefs. But it's crazy to think that a lot of this isn't something that just happens. Like, it really is learned. Like, it's almost molded into us. You know, I had some negativity in my life. At one point in time, I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a culinary cook. I got accepted into a very good college. And essentially, that got shot down when I was told I didn't have the support to go take a look at the college. So it led me to wondering, even to this day, like, you know, did my dream die of wanting to be a cook or an artist? I still do enjoy drawing, you know. It's fun. Like, my kids love my drawings. I'm actually really good at drawing.
I want to see your stuff.
Yeah, I do a lot of nature drawings. Cooking, I love cooking. I'm really good at cooking. But yeah, so that's some of the negativity that happened with me. Even in my relationship, I experienced a lot of negativity as far as where I thought I had support in something. Going through the fire academy, I thought I had that support. Things were getting rough in the academy as far as the training and the schooling, and it was just all brand new to me. And I didn't realize I never had that actual support from the person I was with. Even though they told me, like,
talk is cheap.
Yeah, you tell me that you're there to support me, and then when I come to you and tell you, you know, it's getting rough, they literally told me, well, just quit. And part of me wanted to. And that's because I was in that mindset that it's okay to just do that.
You know what? Let me say something.
Yeah.
I think part of that, too, is when you convey your feelings to another person, they kind of sometimes want to think that they know what you're saying and they want to agree with you. Okay. In other words, if you're complaining about your job, their advice is quit, because that's what they think you want to hear them say.
But even as a kid, so I know a couple people who have had kids go through sports where I was a coach, and we actually had a kid, you know, tell his mom the practices were hard. And granted, the practices weren't really that hard.
Right.
The kid was brand new to football and everything. So the kid signed up, joined us for football, made it out probably 3 days the first week for practice. And that was it. We never saw him again. We reached out to the parents, and the parents are like, oh, yeah, he quit. And we're like, why did he quit? And they're like, well, we told him that he can quit because it was too hard. So now you set him up for failure because it's something new that he's trying. And at first it was hard. So now.
Yeah, but don't you think there's a chance, a danger, that they're going to make this kid do something he doesn't really want to do?
No, he had an easy position. He wasn't, you know, I'm not going to get too much into the politics and stuff of it. But, you know, first-year kids usually don't get a whole lot of playing time.
Right.
We try to keep them on the practice squad as much as we can, just so they can get comfortable with it. But it was a lot of, like, you know, running and moving and just doing drills and – like I said, because he was very new to the sport,
but
he wasn't used to it.
What I'm saying is, do you don't think that maybe making him continue, be on the team, is making him do something he doesn't really want to do?
No.
What happened if he saw it and wanted to try it, he tried it, and realized it wasn't what he wanted?
My point, though, is we as parents, I have kids. I'm a parent. Like, if my kid comes to me and says, oh, this is hard, this is difficult, I don't want to do it, I'm going to try to find out why. Other than it's just because it's hard, they want to quit. No, like, yes, I get it's hard, but we can't mold the kids to being successful if at any time when things are hard, we encourage them to quit. How are you going to succeed? Like,
well, I understand
when
what
the going
saying.
Gets tough, you quit.
I understand what you're saying. But I believe sometimes you just have to accept the fact that it's not what they want to do. And allow them the freedom to decide. But also, too, I'll say this. When they find something they like and you see that they like it, as a parent, you should encourage that because you see how much they like it. If you see that they don't like something, sometimes you just got to accept it.
Right, but we've also had kids who wanted to give up because a practice was hard, and the parent told them, well, why don't you give it more of a try than just 3 days? And we had kids go all the way up through college playing sports.
I understand.
Because they didn't give up.
That's going to happen.
Like,
but there has to come a time when, as a parent, you decide, when do I stop pushing?
But my point I'm making, the point I'm making is we need to be encouraging of things when times are hard, not just because they're easy. Not just because something's easy. Not because something's easy. When a kid wants to play a sport, when a kid wants to play music, when a kid wants to do science, like even in, I read an article by Joel Osteen that said that you know, talking a little bit on more of the religious side of human development. And I read a couple other articles, and they talk about how when a kid is even struggling in school to finish an assignment, parents step in to finish the assignment so that the kids get a better grade, which is creating a lower self-esteem for the kids.
Total mistake.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not trying to bring kids up. Like, and that's what parents need to do. Instead of
finishing the assignment or giving the kid a little cheat code, if you will, parents have to find a way to motivate the kid to do it, not help them, you know, by doing it.
Right. So positive influence is better than.
Right. Absolutely.
Just allowing them to give up because it's hard.
I think it's a fine line. You have to decide how far to push.
But it's not even pushing. And that's what I'm getting at. Like, you have kids.
No.
Okay. So I do have kids. For my kids, and trust me, it's been difficult. My son especially, he always wanted to quit when something was hard. And I would sit there and tell him, like, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it is hard. You need to try so that you can get it.
I think that's all dependent on the subject matter at hand. Also.
But me growing up, I didn't have that. So that there's the difference.
What didn't
I didn't have that positive influence. Did you have that positive
influence? Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm so fortunate to have had the parents and the upbringing and the family that I had. I have no problem realizing that I was truly blessed.
Okay, so we're covering a lot of how a negative influence really affects people, even going into adulthood.
I've seen it. I have friends that have dealt with it.
Like, I mean, so like you kind of have a little bit of a grasp.
Hopefully I'm smart enough to be able to put myself in that position and contemplate how I might react.
Right. I mean, now as adults, it's different for us. But as a kid who didn't have a positive influence and was allowed to quit because something was hard, it creates a different type of self-esteem than it would if you're a grown-ass adult in today's world.
Right, but now I tried things when I was a kid that was hard, that I didn't like,
and
I was allowed to quit.
Do you regret not continuing to try to do it?
Nope. Because I found something else that I did like doing, that I did feel capable of doing, that I put all my energy and time into.
Okay.
And I was supported in that effort by my family. I mean, I grew up a long time before you. I got socks older than you. But my family, we ate dinner together every night. It was important. If somebody was in the school play, we all went to the play.
So I was homeschooled. We didn't have all that.
I'm the oldest of five children. My parents met in high school, got married, and spent 53 years married, and they died 10 weeks apart.
Okay.
So I had a very solid upbringing.
So we're going to kind of just wrap this episode up. We're slowly running out of time. We are going to continue this in the following episodes. But, you know, it's important to bring in positive influence, right? You definitely agree. Positive influence
is definitely critical. Very important.
So we're going to cut it here and join us again next week or in a few days, however this works out, for part 2.